Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah, amma ba'd, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. So today, inshallah ta'ala, we're beginning our journey on this remarkable surah al-Muddathir. This is surah number 74 in the Mus'haf, and it has 56 ayat. It is considered almost completely by ijma' to be a Mekki surah. In fact, the strongest opinion seems to be that this was one of the earliest surahs to be revealed. I think there's a weak opinion that says it was the first, but since the strongest opinion is that Iqra was the first revelation, this could be the second or the third, somewhere around there, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Some may even say four if you consider Surah Qalam to come before it, or maybe even Surah Fatiha somewhere in the mix around that, those early surahs of revelation. And Allah knows best. This is a remarkable surah for many different reasons. I will be taking a look at the ring structure, inshallah ta'ala, but I'll do that as we go forward. I don't want to do it right at the beginning, inshallah ta'ala. Once we go through the first seven ayat, we're going to see the ring structure there. But it is interesting that that entire section has its own sound, like its own ending. So, so that first section, and then the next section has its own rhyming pattern as well, and so on and so forth. So it's really quite fascinating how this surah is built and put together. What I would like to focus on right now is actually how Surah Al-Muddathir is a pair with which surah? I'm sure everybody knows, is paired with which surah? Surah Al-Muzammil, right? It's pretty obvious. And this is the case of many different surahs in the Quran. You'll find that they are kind of paired together. Not every surah, but many surahs, you'll find that they kind of go hand in hand. Surah Waqi'ah and Surah Rahman, they have the same, you could say, or similar themes, similar concepts, sometimes tackled from different angles. And so anyway, this is the case with many different surahs of the Quran. Many would say that Baqarah and Ali Imran are paired together, and Allah knows best. So in terms of Muddathir and Muzammil, it seems very obvious. Why? Because both of them are called Calling out the Prophet ﷺ and giving him a very interesting name, calling upon him as the one who is wrapped up. And we'll take a look more at that in detail later, inshallah. But there's also a lot more parallels than just that. Why are these twin surahs? Well, they're next to each other, number 73 and 74. But they also have, like I said, similar names. But in addition to that, you'll find that they deal with the issue of how to give da'wah. Because this is the Prophet ﷺ beginning his career as a da'i. He's beginning as a prophet, and he's going to now call people to the truth of Islam. And so you have these two surahs that are now covering the same topic of da'wah, but from two different angles. So how do you give da'wah? Well, first you have to connect to the Qur'an yourself. And then you have to connect others to the Qur'an. Right? You can't go around telling everybody, you need to read the Qur'an, study the Qur'an, appreciate the Qur'an, believe in the Qur'an. Meanwhile, you're not doing it yourself. Also, you could be doing it yourself, but you're not telling anybody about it. So you need both components. Surah Muzammil, Surah Al-Muzammil, what does it talk about? Ya ayyuhal muzammil qum al-layla illa qalilan nisfahu. Wake up in the night and recite, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Take your time, recite slowly. Why? Because the nighttime is the best for you to contemplate, to think about, and to really absorb this Qur'an. Connect to the Qur'an yourself, Surah Muzammil. Connect others is Surah Muddathir. Why? As Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal muddathir qum fa'anzir. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِرْ وَالرُّجْزَ فَهْجُرْ وَلَا تَنُّنْ تَسْتَكْثِرْ وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ. So everything about going out, warn the people, right? Magnify Allah, tell everybody how great Allah is, and make sure your clothes, what does clothes have to do with it? This is how you present yourself. You're going out, you gotta dress the part, you gotta look right, and so on and so forth. We'll talk about that in detail, inshallah. Stay away from the shirk and be patient with this da'wah. وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ. So one is how you connect yourself to the Qur'an, and the other one is how you connect others to the Qur'an. What else? Another way of looking at this is Surah Muzammil is how do you become admirable? How do you become an admirable person? And Surah Muzammil is talking about pray at night, make dua, worship Allah, get close to your Lord. That's how you become an admirable person. Meanwhile, Surah Muddathir is talking about understand your audience, who do they admire? It's brilliant. Ayat 11 to 25, which we'll get to eventually, of this surah, Surah Muddathir, talks about the person that they admire. Who do they admire? From Ayat 11 to 25, who is it talking about? خَلَقْتُ وَحِيدًا وَجَعَلْتُ لَهُ مَمْدُودًا وَبَنِينَ شُهُودًا. Who is that talking about? Somebody got it right. You said it? Yes? Who? Al-Waleed ibn al-Mughira. Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira. This was a person who, we'll get into all the details when we get there, but this was basically, simply put, the person they admired perhaps the most. So rich, he had somewhere between 10 and 13 sons. Big family, all very impressive young men. He had so much money, he was considered the most knowledgeable, so much experience, everybody loved him, of Quraysh. They always looked up to him. Whenever there was a problem, they went to Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira to say, you save us, tell us what the deal is. Right, so now you have what? Surah Muzammil, how do you become admirable? How do you make yourself into a person that people can actually look up to? You have to be an example, right? And then the question is, well, understand your audience. Who do they look up to? And that's Surah Muddathir. So the two together are truly a beautiful pair. Then furthermore, Surah Muzammil is clearly talking about talking to Allah Ta'ala during the day. Excuse me, talking to Allah Ta'ala during the night, as in talking about Qiyam al-Layl. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ تَقُمُ أَدْنَى مِنْ ثُلُثَيِّ اللَّيْلِ وَنِصْفَهُ وَثُلُثَهُ وَطَائِفَةٌ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ مَعَكَ. Right? So Allah Ta'ala is saying, look, you need to talk to your Lord at night. Pray to your Lord at night. That's Surah Muzammil. Surah Muddathir is talk to the people during the day. So you have the day and the night, two shifts. During the daytime, you're talking to the people. During the nighttime, you're speaking to Allah. During the daytime, you're giving da'wah. During the nighttime, you're making dua. During the daytime, you're exhausting your battery. During the nighttime, you're charging your battery. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam bisawab. There are many opposites in these two surahs. Surah Muzammil, ayah number 17, talks about a child's hair going white. Wildana Shiba, that Yawm al-Qiyamah is such a day, such a scary day, that this child's hair is going to go white. So it's like a child is getting old really fast. In Surah Muddathir, you have from ayat 43 to 51, grown men sounding like children. So, well, on the one hand, you have a young kid getting old really fast, and on the other hand, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ وَلَمْ نَكُمْ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ وَكُنَّ نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِ. We used to just goof around, play around. No, we weren't very serious. Grown men basically saying we were like kids. Meanwhile, a child is becoming like an adult. So you have this inverse relationship. If that's not clear enough, then subhanAllah, the idea of a child's hair going white, the only other color in the other surah, that's Surah Muzammil. In Surah Muddathir, you have what? لَوَّاحَةٌ لِلْبَشَرِ, skin going black. Why? So look at the connection. One of them is talking about Judgment Day. The other one's talking about hellfire. Judgment Day, your hair is going to go white. In hellfire, you get roasted, skin goes roasted black. You see? So the only two colors mentioned are white and black. Both of them are terrifying. One's Judgment Day, one is hellfire. Amazing pairing in the Quran. Terrifying, but truly remarkable. Next you have what? This I love the most. When I came across this one, I was like, subhanAllah, how amazing is this? I really appreciated this. وَرَتِلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا is telling the Prophet ﷺ to do what? Pray at night, recite slowly, pay attention, focus on the Quran, reflect over the Quran, let it absorb into you. So you have the Quran, somebody going over it slowly. From ayat, that's Surah Muzammil. Surah Muddathir, you have from ayat 18 to 25. What's happening from 18 to 25? إِنَّهُ فَكَّرَ وَقَدَّرَ فَقُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرَ ثُمَّ قُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرَ ثُمَّ نَظَرَ ثُمَّ عَبَسَ وَبَسَرَ ثُمَّ أَدَبَرَ وَاسْتَكْبَرَ فَقَالَ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ يُؤْثَرُ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا قَوْلُ الْبَشَرِ. What's he doing? He's contemplating the Quran, thinking, going back, wait, let me think. So subhanAllah, both surahs are about two different people doing tadabbur of the Quran. Isn't that hilarious? Two people doing reflection on the Quran, deeply pondering and thinking about the Quran. The difference is what? The Prophet ﷺ is deeply pondering and thinking about the Quran for what sake? To apply it, to internalize it, and to live by it, so it could be his guidance. The other one, he's trying to dismantle it. Day and night, thinking, how can I destroy this Quran? How can I find a hole in it? Where's the weak spot? How can I disprove it? What can I say? But both of them, two leaders, and subhanAllah, they're both thinking deeply about the Quran. I thought that was just truly funny, scary, amazing, I don't know, everything all at once, subhanAllah. Furthermore, next is you have two mountains, or the mountains I could say are mentioned. In Surah Muzammil, you have ayah number 14, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, يوم ترجف الأرض والجبال وكانت الجبال كثيبا مهيلا. On the day the earth and the mountains will convulse and the mountains will become heaps of sand pouring down. So, talking about mountains, you can say goodbye to the mountains of this dunya in Surah Muzammil. Well, what about in Surah Muddathir? سأرهقه صعودا. There's going to be a mountain hellfire, you're going to try to climb it, you're going to fall back down. You're going to climb it again, you're going to fall back down. This Sa'ud, this mountain in hellfire. So say goodbye to the old mountains, say hello to the new mountains. A'udhu billah, subhanAllah. Truly remarkable the way these two surahs are connected. Next one is what? Allah Ta'ala talks about the day and the night. Wallahu yuqadiru al-layla wal-nahar, Surah Muzammil, Allah is saying that I have full control over the night and day. And Surah Muddathir, Allah Ta'ala is making these oaths. Kalla wal-qamar, wal-layli idh adbar, wal-subh idha asfar. You know, Allah Ta'ala is making oaths about the day and the night. So you see that that pairing. Furthermore, another amazing thing is that Allah Ta'ala talks about the past clashing. When Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala talks about Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun. When Allah Ta'ala mentions Musa and Fir'aun in Surah Muzammil. And why? Because these two had a miraculous showdown of actions, of acts. What they were thinking is magic. Let's have a showdown, see who's got the best. And obviously Musa alayhi salam had the best miracles, and Fir'aun at that time was the most admired person. On the flip side, this is now the current clash of leadership between the Prophet ﷺ and Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira, and this time it's not miraculous acts that look like something like magic, no, now it's miraculous words. That's the showdown, miraculous words. And the Prophet ﷺ is bringing the Qur'an, and Walid is saying this is just sihr, it's not actually legitimate. And again, Walid was the most admired person at his time. So subhanAllah, you see this incredible paralleling. Now, in terms of structurally, this was so obvious, I actually felt bad that I didn't realize this earlier. It was so obvious that it's like it's right in your face. Both surahs have regular sized ayat, except for one super long ayah. It's pretty obvious, right? Surah, we all know, Muzammil, the final ayah, it's at the end, the last ayah, right? Inna rabbaka ya'lamu annaka taqumu adana min thuluthay al-layli wa nisfahu wa thuluthahu, right? The long ayah, it's abnormally long, only one ayah is like that, and that's at the end of the surah. Whereas in Surah Al-Muddathir, ayah number 31, it's in the middle, roughly in the middle. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ إِلَّا مَلَائِكَةً وَمَا جَعَلْنَا عِدَّتَهُمْ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. An oddly long ayah in the middle of it. So that's another, just a structural factor that makes them paired. They both have this one very long ayah. In that ayah, you find parallels as well. One group is, one of them is about what? Surah Muzammil is just about the Sahaba. Talking about the Sahaba. And the other one is talking about all kinds of different groups. Ahlul Kitab, Mushrikun, Fi Qulbihim Marad, different groups of people, Kafirin. So Allah Ta'ala is talking about disbelievers, and Allah mentions the Mu'mineen, but by and large, it's mostly talking about the disbelievers versus Muzammil talking about the Sahaba primarily. But there's something more interesting that I thought this was just absolutely phenomenal. Both of them mention a number. Well, this is a smaller one. Both of them mention a number. عَلَيْهَا تِسَعْتَ عَشَرَ وَمَا جَعَلْنَا أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ إِلَّا مَلَائِكَةً. Right? Surah Muddathir talks about the number 19. And Surah Muzammil talks about what? The numbers, what? أَنَّكَ تَقُومُ أَدْنَى مِنْ ثُلُثَيِ اللَّيْلِ وَنِصْفَهُ وَثُلُثَهُ وَطَائِفَةٌ مِنَ الَّذِينَ مَعَكَ. So talks about a third and a half and two thirds. So both of them, this huge ayah, both are talking about what? Numbers, basically. But that's a smaller thing. The bigger thing that I think is truly remarkable is that in Surah Muzammil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the Sahaba who are physically getting sick, physically traveling, and physically fighting. Allah says what? عَلِمَ أَن سَيَكُونَ مِنْكُمْ مَرْضَى وَآخَرُونَ يَضْرِبُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَبْتَغُونَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَآخَرُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Allah knows that sometimes you guys get sick, sometimes you're traveling, and sometimes you're fighting. So Allah ta'ala is mentioning these three physical acts. Yet subhanAllah, in Surah Muddathir, in the same huge ayah, the one huge ayah, Allah Ta'ala talks about those who have a sickness, not physical, but a sickness of the heart. وَلْيَقُولَ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ وَالْكَافِرُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا. So not a physical sickness, but a sickness of the heart. And in terms of traveling on the path, Allah Ta'ala is saying, I'm not talking about physically traveling, I'm talking about metaphysically or figuratively traveling along in your life, whether you're guided or misguided. كَذَلِكَ يُضِلُّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. You're going along the path and you're either guided or misguided as you go through life on your path. And the third one is what? Fighting, right? يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. In Surah Muzabil, in Surah Muddathir, Allah says what? وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Nobody knows the soldiers of Allah except Him. In other words, in Surah Muzammil, there's physical fighters. The Sahaba, you can see them. In Surah Muddathir, there are angel fighters that you can't see and things that you can't comprehend, different types of fighters that you have no idea about, and only Allah knows who His fighters are. SubhanAllah. So SubhanAllah, I hope this is a decent introduction for you, that these surahs are clearly paired together in terms of the way they're structured, in terms of their themes, in terms of their titles, in terms of having one long ayah, and even in that ayah, there's a pairing. SubhanAllah. There's many different, and the most important, I would say, is da'wah. How do you approach da'wah? There's the public, there's the private. There is how you need to work on yourself and your relationship with Allah. There's how you can work on the people and their relationship with Allah. How you can absorb the Qur'an and how you can help others absorb the Qur'an. These two being paired in Surah Muzammil and Surah Muddathir are very, very obvious and very clear. Inshallah ta'ala, with that we will close. This is just a brief introduction. May Allah ta'ala make us of those who hopefully get through this entire class together, bi'idhnillah, so we can study and appreciate this wonderful surah. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.